If you unwind an old movie film, you'll see it's made up of thousands of individual pictures. Now, the fact we don't see these still pictures as still, but as a continuous movement, is due to an anomaly of the human brain called the persistence of vision. Meaning, when slightly different images are presented to the eye faster than around 10 frames a second, the brain connects the images and sees movement. The same is true of digital movies or a child's flick book for that matter. Nothing in this world is created without a deeper meaning. Why should the brain fool us, so to speak, into thinking that individual moments are really connected? How can we understand this on a deeper level? The Torah warns us, "V'losasur achrei levavechem v'achrei nechem, asher atem zonim achreihem." Don't follow after your hearts and your eyes after which you will stray. The Talmud in Brachot explains, "Achrei levavechem zu minus," meaning when the Torah says after your hearts, it's talking about atheism. The heart is our intuition, but intuition can be deceived. Intuitively, time seems eternal. It seems that we're born into a world that has always been here, and we will leave a world that looks like it will go on forever. This perception is the basis of all atheism. If time was always here, then there was no creation, and if there's no creation, then, God forbid, there's no creator. The very first word in the Torah, Bereshit, contradicts that mistaken impression. Bereshit, in the beginning, can be understood to mean bara, meaning he created, reshit, beginning. God created time. The eye doesn't see creation, it sees a solid state. It sees time as continuous and endless. V'losasur achrei einechem, don't go after your eyes, the eyes that take the flick book that is time and makes it megalithic and unbroken. Which brings us to what's so wrong with bread. The Exodus from Egypt saw the birth of a nation who would proclaim to the world the existence of a single creator who created everything, including time, and recreates time every split second. The only difference between matzah and chometz, bread, is time. There's no other difference. On Pesach, we re-nourish our souls with matzah, the food that is above time.